Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Dalid Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, in the middle of Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel, which began yesterday, dealing with various activities on Chol HaMoed. And today we'll begin at the very last word on Dalid Omud Aleph with Sif Beis. Where the Mechaba tells us, Mutter, it is permissible, lak or pishton, to uproot flax on Chol HaMoed, because it could be needed on Chol HaMoed to cover up food to prevent it from drying up. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, for example, kagon tainim, if you have figs, or tmarim, dates, hamiyabshin osam b'chama, that are drying in the sun, utzrichin l'chasosim b'layla b'ne'atol, you have them out there to dry, and you don't want them to get moist from the dew that falls during the nighttime. And therefore you keep them covered. What do you cover them with? So you cover them with this pishtum, which you're allowed to go and pick on Chol HaMoed if you don't have any available. But this is only allowed if you're using it for this purpose. And even for this, and even here, you're only allowed to pick enough pishton for what you need. You can't go and say, well, if I'm harvesting, I can harvest as much as I want. The same halacha applies. Likewise, if you need the seed of the pishton for shampooing purposes, when is that used? Also, that you go and soak it in water, and the women use this to shampoo, lahachlik besorin, to go and make their skin glisten and soft and smooth, and to make them glow. The shari lakor pishtun shows that you can uproot the entire pishtun plant, the entire flax plant, even though you only need the seeds. So you might have thought you just can pull the seeds off and not uproot the entire plant. As the issue footnote number 14 points out from the Prima Gadim, that when you just pull off the seed, so then you're only over kotzer. But if you uproot the root as well, there's an additional malacha besides kotzer, which is choresh, because you're making a hole. It's like you're plowing. You're making the ground softer. So you might have thought you can only do one malacha instead of doing the two. So the Mishnah Berurah continues, as I just pointed out, you really technically, if you're using it for the shampooing purposes to glisten the skin, make the skin nice, so you really only need the seed part, the givol. However, the rabbis did not make you change it around from the normal way that you uproot the plant, which would be to do the uprooting of the root as well. The same way you do it in a weekday, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, the shor elak or imashorish, and you can uproot the whole thing, even though you only need the seed. However, here too, you're only allowed to uproot as much as you need for usage on Chol HaMoed. You can't go and say, well, if I'm uprooting it, I might as well uproot the whole thing. The issue foot number 13 brings down that we're going to learn in later in this Simen Tavkuf Lamed Ches, in the name of the Ritva, Mishaylo Tenim Shetuchos Basod, if you have figs that are lying out in the field to dry, the Choshe Shiir Tvu Meg Shum, the same thing would apply if you're worried about the rains getting them wet. You're also allowed to go and uproot straw that's attached to the ground to go and cover them up. So this din is across the board. Chaba continues, says, likewise, you're allowed to go, Bivila Akor Kishus, you're allowed to go and uproot hops. You can harvest the hops. Why? Shiroi Lohatil Bo Shechor Litzorachamoy, because you could add water to it and put beer into it and make that beer for Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud Beis, Tzorach Loma, what he's saying over here is Lahatil Bashecho, to put the hops into the beer, Shem Arvin Oso Bashecho, Lo Seis Bochurfa, and you put it into the beer in order to give it some sharpness. Begam Bazeh, and Moso Litzorach Zeh, and here too, if you're doing it for the purposes of drinking it on Chol HaMoed, that's allowed. Begam Rach Bateh, Mashu Tzorach Lamoed, and you're only allowed to do enough for what you need on Chol HaMoed, Bechein Linyan Shum Shemin Lekame, and the same thing will apply in the next statement of the Mechaber in regards to sesame seeds, which we read right now, Belach or Shum Shemin. The next statement of the Chaber is you're allowed to go and uproot the sesame seeds, shayaveshim shabo ruuyim lechem yad, because the dry ones are able to be eaten right then and there. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkotin Yud Gimel, the lakor shum shemin, eino shum shalado. It's not the regular sesame seeds that we're used to in the times of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, shem ayachol gomer. That's an absolute pure food, and of course you can pick that to eat it on Chol HaMoed. Ella, who minzera, here it's talking about some sort of a seed of sesame, shosim migarin of shemen, which makes sesame seed oil from it, omitagdim osan bidvash, or you fry it with honey, ruyin lachila, and then it's edible. Otherwise, it's not edible. Then in ruyin lukolze, ella bishar shenivation, but it's only edible if it's dry. Avul halachim, if it's moist, sarach lachmish, and you have to let it wither, uliabshan, and dry it out. And that won't be ready until after Chol HaMoed is over, after Yontif is over. So you might have thought you're not allowed to do this, but no, since some of it is edible right now, you're allowed to go and pick them all. Sivkot Yud Aleph, because Hayaveshim, because the dry ones are edible right now. Umashma, the shorei le'lakar b'libirira. You don't have to go and select. This one's moist, this one's dry, this one's moist, this one's dry. That would take too long. V'achakach yivror horim l'achilu l'shemen. And afterwards, you can go and select that, the ones that are able to be eaten, and the ones that you're going to leave for later on for using for sesame oil. Siv Kimmel, the Mechaber writes, Peros shenizbashlu k'tzas. If you have fruits that have become somewhat mature, v'necholim ayidechak, but they're not really edible, but they could be eaten if you're really hungry. So mutu l'lakdun k'dei l'ochlin. You are allowed to pick them from the trees on cholamayit and eat them because they technically are edible, even though they're not perfect. V'im likdun l'ochlin, and if you did pluck them, in fact, to go and eat them, and then you have some left over. V'hosir v'choshe shema yasliu. And the ones that you can't eat, you thought you'd eat all of it, but you left over some and it's not able to be, you don't have to pick exactly the amount that you need. You don't have to pick an amount that you think is appropriate for usage on Chol HaMoed. And now some is left over, and it's going to get wormy if you don't do something to it. In lo yich b'shem, if you don't go and pickle it, lohotzi lecha mehem, to get the moisture out of them, it will be spoiled. So yochol l'kovshim, you'll have to go and pickle them because you didn't pick them for the purpose of pickling. You picked them for the purpose of eating, and the leftovers you're allowed to go and pickle. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkaton Tesvov. Rotsulomar, what the Mechaber is telling us here is, Avagav the Shuv lo Yeru and Lechoyimos Hechog, even though once you pickle it, it won't be edible anymore during Chol HaMoed, Vimkein Torach Rak Limichol. Therefore, in retrospect, you're picking it and pickling it is solely for the purposes after Yontif, which you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed for after Yontif. Nevertheless, if Ilohochi Shari, it is permissible in this situation because they have a dover of it. Now, once it's picked, if it gets wormy, if it gets ruined, it would be a dover of it. Now it suffers a financial loss, and things that are a financial loss for you, you are allowed to go, in fact, do on Chol HaMoed. There's an interesting Bir Halacha over here, very sure. He says, V'im lik don li'ochlin, he says, Kach tzorech lomar. This is the right Girsa. Now, we already have that right Girsa, so it must be that the editors saw the mistake that the Bir Halacha points out, and they've subsequently corrected it in our version of the Mechaber. Now we continue, and the Mechaber tells us, Abel, also l'laktum t'chila k'dei l'kofshim, but you're not allowed to go l'chatchila and pick them in order to pickle them, because that would be doing work on Chol HaMoed for post-Chol HaMoed or Yontif. Now, in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskil, also l'laktum t'chila k'dei l'kofshim, so he brings up from the Mogiv Rom, the Kavanas HaShulchan Aruch here is as follows. Afil lo yimtza chamoed. He says, if you don't pick them now, they're not going to be available after Yontif is over, because this is something that's hefker. It doesn't belong to you, and somebody else is going to take it, or the animals are going to eat it. So he says, you're not allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed because likud is a melacha gemura, ve'inu materis el b'davar aved. You're only allowed to do this for something that would be a financial loss for you. And this isn't considered a financial loss because it's hefker, it's not yours. And this is called v'avor radcha lo mikre pseida, because of you're not going to have a financial gain by having these metzios now come into your possession. That's not called a dover of it. That's called a lack of minias harevach. That's called a lack of making a profit. That's not the same thing as suffering a financial loss. Dershifut number 16 brings down, if it's a great financial loss, minias revach gadol, so then it's already a machlokes. The Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Weiss, that Tzal brings down, this is a machlokes le'achronim. Das of the Teferis Yisrael, Ishminyas Revach Gadol, Dino Kamo Hefzit. If it's going to be a huge financial lack of profit that you're making, right? You find this opportunity here, there will be hundreds and hundreds of dollars, so then that's a big financial loss for you. Mutalasus Melocha Boy Lutzorach Kach. Then that is like a dover of it. On the other hand, the Stechem, it says, no. It brings on the Ritva, even Minyas Revach Gadol, the fact that you will not have this windfall, so that doesn't allow you to do it. It's not a Dover Amid. It's not the same thing as a Hefzit, where you're actually losing something that you already have. Here you're just losing a potential windfall. That's not allowed. Finally, Dayan Weiss, that's all. He says that the Divrei Teferis Yisrael, Ein Lahatir Asiyas Melocha Gemura, he says, even according to Teferis Yisrael, who says that you could do things for preventing a huge financial lack of making a profit, you lose out this windfall. He says only something that's usur because tircha meruba, that you'd be allowed to go and do, but not an actual melacha. So now back to the Bir Halachos. He says, what's the situation over here where it's a lack of a windfall over here? For example, he says, as I already pointed out, the peros of shel hefker, or shel liknos me'akum, or they're available right now from the akum, but if you don't buy from him, he's going to sell to somebody else. And therefore, Dilu Ilon Shel Yisrael, the Chofetz Chaim says, if it had been a tree of Yisrael, v'yiskalkul li'achar moed, and it would then spoil, it was your tree, and it's going to spoil if you don't pick it now, then that is a dover ovud, and that would be permissible to go pick it on Chol HaMoed. And he says, Lapela al Chayodim. The Chayodim, when he wrote about this, he only wrote the words of the Magen Avraham, and he didn't write down that it's talking about Peres Hefker. akoponim bekonim yakim, or at least buying it from an akim. He seemed to say across the board you can't do this, and as we just pointed out, he really is qualified into whether it's a windfall or it's a loss. Okay. Mechaber continues and he writes, v'imu dover she'enu nimtzach ha'moed, if it's something that wouldn't be found at the moed, so then mutu l'knos l'kofsho, then you'd be allowed to purchase it now, because that would be something that you wouldn't be able to get after the yontif, so you could purchase it now and pickle it now. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yudzayim, why is this allowed? Afogav de'enam ru'uyin l'moed atzmo, even though you're not going to be able to use it on chol ha'moed itself, or even on yontif, because it's pickled and it takes a while. Latam, the reason is the midamin lo lefrakmatcha the shari b'chayagam. This is like a business opportunity, which is also permitted under these circumstances, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem l'kamon in Siman Tov Kuf l'amites in Sifhei. And then he tells us, look in this bir halacha, where he says v'shem achronim the din ze eno muskum l'kule alma. Not everybody agrees with this, and if you look in the bir halacha, the ramaskum mutl l'knosu l'chavsho, he brings down that there are two versions over here. There is the opinion that the Rush brings down in the Ritva, what he calls Tirutz Kama. And then there's a second Tirutz, Ayin in this, Bir Halacha, where he explains this discussion in greater detail. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Tzod, Odom Dogim. If a person is going fishing, he's capturing fish, so Kol Mashiach Lotzud Umoleach Hakol B'moed. He's allowed to go and catch as many fish as he would like to on Chol HaMoed. He can salt them, catch them, not a problem. He can do as much as he wants. Why is that? Shari Evshar Shiyocham and B'moy. Because if he wanted to, he could actually eat any one of them. And now they're all different. When he's catching them, as we'll see, he doesn't know which one is going to be the best one, the one he's going to want to eat the most. So he can keep on catching more because he can eat them, even if he salted them, im yischod osam biyado. Because even the ones that he salted already, because he says, oh, I have another fish, oh, then he finds a better one, or he doesn't find the better one, so he wants to take the one that's salted, he can go squeeze them out, biyado, with his hands, and palmim rabos, many times, achis rachu, until they get softer, and therefore they'd be edible, even after they were salted. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud Ches, as follows, if he's captured many more than he would actually need, it's still allowed. Why? Below this is different than the wheat, which we said you can't go and grind up more than you're going to need, or anything similar to that. It's not allowed on Chol HaMoed, only what you need, even to have a decent amount, but you're not allowed to go and do much more than you're really going to need. Why is that different than here with the fish? Shani Hach, here it's different. Shane called dog, Shavu B'taimo. Because every fish is going to be a little bit different. This one looks like it's going to be tastier. This may be a different species of fish. And therefore, about called Seida, on each fish that you trap, Yesh Lomar. Oh, you're allowed to say about this fish. Shema Yimtso Meshubach Miyose. This one's a little scrawny. This one's not the type of fish I want. I wanted mackerel, and this is salmon, etc. So therefore, each one might be a little bit better. Shema Yimtso Meshubach Miyose. And therefore, you're doing this covered yomtiv, so you can keep on trapping even more fish. Sivkot and Yutes, and you can salt them. Rotsu Loma, what is the Mechaber telling us? The lo domi l'sivkimel. This is different than what we just learned. The lo shori l'laktum k'di l'kavshim. You're not allowed to go pick extra fruit in order to pickle them. There, hosim, shiny, there, it's not allowed. The mechuboshim einom ru'uyim lecho b'meshach ez yomim. Because once you pickle them, they're not going to be good no matter what, on Chol HaMoed or on yomtiv. And therefore, v'mkein hu'rak hachonu l'mechol. Therefore, the pickling is only going to make it good for after yomtiv. That's not allowed. But the fish, even if you sold to them, under somewhat duress, you could still lischot, you could squeeze them, lechol, and eat them. And therefore, even if you sold to them, it could still turn out that you could get benefit from them on yontif. And therefore, it's not only purely for post-yontif cholamoid purposes, but it would even be for potential usage on cholamoid or yontif. Then the Ramah says, "Umutul itzodan befahesya," and even allowed to go and trap fish in public. You don't have to go to a private backyard stream. You go out to the lake. You go out in public and go and trap the fish. Why? The Ramah continues, "Shenikor lakol shulitzorech hamoy," because obviously, if you're going fishing, then you're doing it for needs to acquire the fish for Chol HaMoed or for the last days of yontif. And this is worth mentioning in Mordechai. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav. If you're going to learn in terms of spices, it's clear you can grind them even in public because everybody knows why you're grinding spices. They're used for immediate usage, they're not used for long-term usage. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, based upon this, the lav davka b'tzod liatzvo. This is true, even if you're not capturing them yourself. Even a professional fisherman can go and trap the fish, catch the fish. Even he can do it in public. But we'll see upcoming in tomorrow's year that there are those that disagree with this. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Zavuvim v'yatushim, if you have flies and insects, so if they're bothering you, imhei mitzarines adam mutu lahargim chol hamoed, you're even allowed to kill them on chol hamoed. You can't kill them on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's a potential problem, but on chol hamoed it's not a problem. Because there's nothing that's more of a need of a person than to stop these insects from bothering him. So you'll have to be killing them on Chol HaMoed. And even though you don't have to kill them, you could say, I'll just shoo them away. No, when you shoo them away, they're going to come right back. He brings out from the Radvaz that they're going to come right back. So that doesn't accomplish anything. Therefore, you are allowed to take a fly swatter. You're allowed to go and kill them. That is permissible on Chol HaMoed. Now, two interesting Dershu footnotes, and then we'll stop. So Dershu footnote number 21 brings down, Imadayin lo bo charokim v'rotzel rases b'cheder tarsim neged charokim. If you want to go, the insects haven't come yet, and you want to spray some sort of a shield or put up some sort of a shield against the insects that they shouldn't come, so preventative, prophylactic type of care, so Vayashiv Zatzal brings down, that is permissible. Motel asus kein. And Dershu footnote number 22 brings down, to put out traps, to go and trap mice that are bothering you. So the Kaf HaChaim says that even though you're not allowed to do this on Yom Tov, and you're certainly not allowed to do this on Shabbos, nevertheless, on Chol HaMoed, Bevadei Mutar. The Kaf HaChaim says you are allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed, and this is also permissible to go and get rid of these nests of ants as well, to get them away from you. That is also permissible. Finally, Dershu footnote number 20 brings down, in regards to fishing in general, is that something that you're allowed to do? For pleasure, not for food. Le'inyon odom hadog dogim le'tainog b'yama. Are you allowed to go fishing? You're going to throw them back. You're going to just let them die. You don't need them for food. You're going and fishing and you're catching sharks. So you can't eat them. So are you allowed to do that? There's no intention to eat them, or you're not selling them. It's not for business purposes. It is purely for the pleasure of fishing. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as Rabbi Vozner Zatzal, they both bring down, you are not allowed to go and do this, even though you're getting pleasure out of it. And you could argue, oh, this is Simchas Yom Tov, Simchas Chol HaMoed. They say you're not allowed to do this. You can't do this. And there's also the opinion of the Ber Moshe. All three of these great Gedolei Yisrael, Zatzal, say you can't go fishing on Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, those that appreciate fishing and want to go fishing on Chol HaMoed, they rely upon Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, is brought down in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Rav Nurath Zatzal, Shemutalo Litzodom B'moed, who says you are allowed to go and fish on Chol HaMoed, even if it's not for the purposes of food or not for the purposes of selling them for parnasa purposes. Why? Since you're getting enjoyment. Kivan Shemis Aneg B'tzeidosim, you're getting enjoyment out of fishing. Zeo Tzarech HaMoed. That is called something you can do on Chol HaMoed. Uledaito Odif Shemikomokom Yocha Mehem. He says it would be preferable. Even Rav Moshe says, capture the fish and go and eat them. That would be the best thing. With this, we conclude today's shiur.